Hello, Claire Balding here, and when I'm not riding my horse Baxter, I'm listening to the Dunna Say That Wood podcast.
Dunna Say That What?
How biz, and welcome to Season 5, Episode 6 of the Dunna Say That What podcast. This week, sponsored by the Dunna What Monopoly game. Do you want to visit the four Lassie stations? Put my fucking teeth in tonight, man.
It's that special reserve, isn't it?
It's that watermelon. It's like proper fucking tangy.
Watermelon.
It's
like,
you know, you know, in Dumb and Dumber where he pulls them over and he drinks the piss. It's a bit like that. So but yeah, get the Dunna What Monopoly board game. It's got four Lassie stations: Sainsbury's, Tesco, Asda, and the garage by the West Brom ground. Utilities. Can you control both utilities? Diggling bargain blowers. Shropshire ground control. Can you control them? Can you get a house on 65 Upper Road Madeley? Somebody's already beat you to it, unfortunately.
I'm building a fucking hotel. Next time any cunt comes knocking, I'm charging them.
The amount of like visitors you'd have if we actually had any listeners, you could probably fill a hotel on that site.
Fucking, if Neil ever finds us. By the way, I had a look at his reviews on his new Facebook account, and he's actually got good reviews.
Has he?
Yeah, but anybody can create a dozen accounts and spam positive reviews.
Well, no, see, the account that Kev found has 41 likes. The account that is new has 431 likes, and they're all
bots
based in China and India and have numbers for, for names.
He's been touted for business on Omegle.
More on that later. Oh, it's just all teased.
I'm not going to introduce you tonight. Fuck it. Let's carry on.
Fair. Have we got Nick back? Is he going to do the voice?
Which voice do we...
Last week's voice, not from 2 weeks ago, because he had no voice then.
Right.
For the listeners there, that's going to be like a 30 second blank and then us laughing. He said something really racist. No, he didn't. We think Mick might not be recording.
As is right. In his producerial capacity, producers are not recorded.
Yeah, he's not. Hang on. We'll.
So, thankfully, Nick wasn't recording because it turns out he was doing the voice from last week. So, we've done well there. Nick, are you with us now?
I can hear you, but
we always have been able to. It's whether our listener can tomorrow morning.
You don't have a red dot above your name. Right. If you refresh and come back in.
So a few more technical difficulties befell the podcast here. So to pass the time whilst Nick was getting himself back online, we went and watched people wanking on Omegle and then found him and shamed him to come back onto the podcast. So Nick, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
I like that it's got the vibe that you're calling into 606.
Yeah.
Nick's usually when he calls talk radio, it's to spout some racist views.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Long time caller, first time listener.
There's always the, I'd like to make a point that's been missed from the debate so far. You always get one person every night who rings up and says that. And then it's a really fucking mundane thing.
Yeah. They're like, no, we've literally discussed this at lunch.
Kev wasn't introducing us, so we can
we'll continue with that. You know where we are by now, and if you don't, go fuck yourselves.
What the fuck's going on?
Something you said quite a few times tonight. It's been a great advert for Riverside FM, if nothing else.
Riverside are great. Our producer's the fucking problem.
Well, no, the difficulty that we've got here is that we're all on Riverside FM, but Nick's on Riverside Long Wave.
He's down by the Riverside. There's been a goal at the Riverside, Nick.
Is there?
What's happened in the intervening time is I'm off work on paternity and I'm now three beers deep, as opposed to...
you can say, and I'm now back at work.
Three beers deep, man.
It's been that fucking long.
I'm three beers deep as opposed to the no beers I was at the start of the episode. We're currently about 4 minutes in. Let's get on with some news. Apologies for any slurred headlines.
Racist slurs.
Right. Mo Salah's home in Egypt has been ransacked by burglars. Local government official and sweet shop owner, Shake Your Bon Bon, has confirmed he's not surprised as the particular house is built in a shady pyramid scheme.
Peter Schmeichel has spoken to Bear and Bulge magazine about his favourite takeaway scran. I love Harry Ramsden's, he said. I always get a cod and saveloy, but might come as a surprise, I don't like chips.
The Bear and Bulge magazine's the publication of Omegle users.
Quite a few bears on there, and
a few saveloys as well.
Quite a few bulges. Shouty bastard Gordon Ramsay's wife has rearranged their spice rack this week. He said he hasn't confronted her yet, but the time is cubing.
3 American banks collapsed after a bank run caused by the US government confirming crypto as the master race, even if it's only for the dank memes.
Have we lost Nick again?
Just carry on. Fuck
a minute in. A minute you'd heard enough news. What's the Matterhorn? Swiss chocolate minister Horn Gerber has told Toblerone that it can no longer use Swiss imagery as it's now made by dirty foreigners.
Oh, Nick's back.
This is a fucking nightmare.
90s dance act Entrance confirmed the N stance for Nazi after siding with the government in the Gary Lineker debate. Becoming the first musical act since Far Right said Fred out themselves as Tories, the group's aptly named Kevin O'Toole wasn't quoted as saying, "We're happy to set you free, unless the freedom you seek is from war, oppression, or dictatorship."
Will Smith talked about his divorce in an exclusive interview with No Hair and Hands magazine. He told reporters, "Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there, tell you how I'm about to divorce to a woman with no hair."
Unusually named Tory donor Spear Onion is rumoured to be included in this year's honours list. Incisors, that's in your mouth, teeth. This one's tooth to read. Insiders predict that he'll change his name to Sir Lance Shalott.
Government plans to ban plastic cups, doesn't hold water.
Maddo had a fight with the toilet, says he regrets the incident as some serious shit went down.
Parent loses custody battle after developing ambrosia.
Nearly out of work football pundit searches Lineker in for new roles.
Great.
And then 2 photos of Dave. Lovely stuff.
Is he being orally satisfied in the...
I really hope not.
It was a kid's party. Good news.
Trigger of the week.
Not that one. I've done a Nick.
Dickhead.
Underrated. Ooh, overrated.
I warned you, I'm 3 points in.
So we've got the famous Diggler's Dozen, which is 11 for the underrated, overrated this week. There is a theme. Shout it out once you see it. So underrated, overrated, best mates.
I think best mates are underrated.
I think they're overrated. Fucking bricks.
I think as you get older, you develop a better judgment for who mates are.
It's fucking too right, that is.
You've asked me to be your best man, you cunt.
Yeah, but to be fair, that's based on the grading that you're a man, not that you're a mate.
I am the best man he knows, that's true.
Well, it was a toss-up between you and his old man. So you win by default.
Which, incidentally, we saw a toss-up involving his old man on a night roll.
Okay, let's go next one. Eclipse. Good time to move on. Eclipses.
Overrated.
They're pretty good, but you can't look straight at them, can
yeah,
you?
Yeah, overrated for that reason. If I've got to look at it for a fucking pinhole on a paper, I'm not interested.
That's fair. Galileo.
Underrated. We'd have no physics.
We'd just be fucking floating around.
Night Nurse.
The medicine, the song by Top Shagger. Mick Hucknall.
Either works.
Fucking Mick Hucknall did Night Nurse.
I think so.
I'm fact-checking this. I'm live fact-checking this.
From the advert.
I remember the advert.
Like, Night Nurse.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that one?
Yeah.
That ain't fucking Mick Hucknall.
Is it not? I don't know. I might have made that up.
It is by Mick Hucknall if Mick Hucknall's name is Gregory Isaacs.
It's a pseudonym he released a few songs under.
Caveat. A cover version in 1997 by Sly and Robbie featuring Simply Red became a hit in the UK.
There you go. Overrated.
Overrated.
The cough medicine's underrated. That stuff like proper knocks you out if you need a good night's sleep.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, Robbie.
Is that like... the album Friends and Blue?
Which is an alternative name for this podcast.
Things next that were one. Big in the 90s. Three of us are still big now.
I wasn't big in the 90s though.
Big on Omegle now. Just in popularity.
I don't know if it was his cock he was tugging or his finger.
Draws a line on the end. He can't tell the difference.
Gainsborough.
Is that the place or like?
No, it's when you've been hitting the gym.
Slank.
Yeah, Jimmy Cockrell song.
Are these all like names of horses?
Correct. Yes.
Best mates. Who's calling their fucking horse best mates?
Well, Best Mate's one of the greatest racehorses of all time.
Giddy up.
It's a Cheltenham legend, Best Mate is. They've even named a stand after him. Not that he could open it with like a pair of scissors, like most people do with a stand named after them, but yeah, there we are. Gainsborough's a shithole, so don't worry about that one. Tornadoes.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I prefer the Hurricanes, because their champion spirit is here to stay.
Silver.
Second place, isn't it?
Underrated.
Bullseyes. Or Bulls. Sorry, Bullseye.
Great show.
Yeah, underrated.
There's something satisfying about hitting a bullseye when playing darts as well, so yeah.
And in real life.
turn an angry farmer after you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a metaphor.
I'm a bovine botherer.
Trigger
of the week.
Rudy had that. Fuck off.
He's a wonder horse, wasn't he?
He was, yeah, indeed.
I'm Wild Bill.
I'm not pissed off on a sea. Underrated.
Nick's got the smoke going on again. He's just like a gust in front of his face again. It's brilliant. Joey
lives.
So this Joey is a specific one.
Joey
so it's
Deacon.
It's the spin off, the Friends spin off.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't big in the 2000s.
Overrated. Ah, no, nah, it probably wasn't rated, was it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, it was shit, wasn't it?
100%.
Matt and Wank.
The last one is Mindy Kaling.
You mean the greatest Velma to have ever lived? According to the internet.
Yeah. Good writer, writer of The Office, The Mindy Project.
Just funny in 40-year-old virgin.
We'll say underrated. Brilliant. So did you get the connection then, Dan? Did you find the odd one out? As well? There's an odd one out in there with there being 11.
I mean, I'm assuming it's Mindy, but...
Yep, you're correct, because she's a Black Beauty, but Black Beauty was a horse.
See, Kev's not racist. He thinks the black woman's beautiful.
Fuck them all, mate. Fuck them all.
Fuck them all.
Fuck them all, mate. I'll fuck any of them. Bring them round.
Nick, you need to do your drop now.
We'll clip that. We could use this.
So, I think as we've alluded to, we've been doing this remotely, we've been spending a bit of time with Kev screen sharing his exploits on Omegle. I also had a go at the end of the last recording we did prior to.
It was
the,
after we'd recorded, though, wasn't it, Dan? And you were wanking after we'd all gone. threatening youngsters.
I stayed on for a watch. See how it developed.
We were going tandem.
Talking of tandems, I've got a bike you won't be interested in.
But yeah, so we stumbled across possibly a new feature that we're going to explore at some point when we're back in the studio together. But the while chatting away to folk on Omegle, and I think we've learnt a lesson this evening while we were waiting for Nick to solve his technical difficulties, and I think we stay away from the unmoderated section.
Do we?
For the purpose of getting content, I think we can still go there. We just
do that in our own time.
Stick that behind the paywall.
Yeah, we didn't get much engagement. Maybe if we had our cocks out, they'd be all over it. But yeah, last week or the week before when we last recorded, we met a couple of dudes who were chilling at around 5 a.m. their time.
They didn't have their cocks out though, did they?
What's that?
I said they didn't have their cocks out though, did they?
They were on the moderated section. They were.
Yeah.
They were just there for nice making friends.
And we did, we thought we made friends with them. We invited them to take part in this segment on this week's podcast, but they never responded to my email. I say my email. I reached out to the guys on behalf of Nick in his producerial role. Yeah. So I'll just read you the email. The guys are called Shivesh and Shivanch. So watch out for them on a fucking teen comedy, like coming of age film in the future.
No, coming of age was one of the other Omegles that we were linked to.
So I'll read the email I sent. Hi Shivesh, I'm Nick, producer of the Dunna Say That One podcast. Just using a bit of license there. I thought it felt more professional if I said I was Nick.
I mean, it's not the first time that you've, you know. You know, you've addressed yourself as me.
Hey, you got a lot to thank for that, Nick. Nearly got you some action with a transgender lady.
Sounds like he's fucking on a transistor at the minute.
So yeah, I'm Nick, producer of the Dunna Say That Whoop podcast. I believe you spoke to one of our hosts on Omegle. I'd like to extend an invitation for yourself and Siobhan to be guests on our podcast next Tuesday at 8 p.m. UK time. Forgive me, I've not been past your location to convert the time zone to your local time. I believe you were set the task of listening to Linkin Park Home Theory and providing a review of the album on the podcast next week, which I was really looking forward to be honest. I wanted to get there. They told me they thought I was a big metal guy.
They mistook you for the Iron Giant to start with, didn't we? Had to correct.
So I followed up their task by saying, feel free to also check out Hybrid Moments by The Misfits. No need to review that, though. We know it's a good song. Please confirm by return of email your acceptance and we will send you a link to join the virtual studio next week. Any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me. Warmest regards, producer Nick, 8990, on behalf of the Dunna Say That Whoop podcast.
65 upper
no.
.org.
So, I don't know why they didn't take us up on the offer. They were peachy keen when we spoke to them on the Megal. Maybe they've got their Spotify.
Perhaps, yeah, because of radio lockout where they are.
So yeah, it's a shame, but I think we've possibly found a special episode that we'll do at some point, which may or may not be a video episode, depending on what who we meet on there.
I was going to say what we come across, but it's what they'll come across that's the risk.
It could be that their laptop's been damaged last week and they're waiting for a delivery of a new deli.
Hopefully they've not ordered it from Diggler's Bargain Blowers.
No, click on it, you know, give Dave some business, you know.
Diggler's Bargy Blowers.
Yeah, watch this space. That's a probably next month we'll run a nice little bonus episode for you.
Can't wait.
Trigger of the week.
For the second time.
Right then, apart from Dan dropping it twice, what's upset you this week?
Technology.
Why?
Just because.
I'm rating technology.
I'm not. I could have fucking watched the COV game on a proper telly instead of a little window in the corner of my computer whilst expecting us to record. And then we didn't start until the game had finished.
Yeah, but you did get to see a lot of cocks.
True. And some penises on Omegle.
Nick, you want to be careful scratching your hair that much? I'm rating being off work. Paternity's pretty good, isn't it?
It was pretty sick.
It's like hard work, but it's also like not work at the same time.
Yeah, I can forgo like a good night's sleep if it means I'm not having to get up and earn me bread.
It's better when people just give you the bread and you can do what you want. That's the ultimate goal of life.
That's the dream, isn't it?
What I did discover is by having a second child, the amount of bread that the government gives you like for the second one is half as much as the first one. So this one's going to go hungry.
It's more like if you get crumpets for the first, it's pikelets for the second, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, stoking it. Any other rates or slates?
I'm going to go adjacent to that with the lack of sleep as a result of children, because my rate and slate is my son. He's a fucking dickhead at the minute, waking up in the night. But last night he becomes a rate because he turned his bedroom light off. Well, he flicked it on, then flicked it off, and I thought, what's going on here? It's 20 to 4 in the morning. So I go into him, he's sat on the bedroom floor, and he tells me he's wet, he's dribbled wee on the front of his trousers. So as a result, he's changed his own nappy. So I didn't question it. I just thought, well, right, let's get your trousers, a clean pair of trousers on, get back to bed. And then this morning he tells me again, no, I changed my nappy in the night. Well, what did you do with your old one? Oh, it's in the bin. And lo and behold, in the bin is a nappy completely inside out and a completely dry nappy that he's wearing that's on the right way round, which is amazing because even I can barely manage that.
They have back written on them, man.
Nah, not these ones.
Change
and he was
supplier.
Also doing it in the dark.
Yeah, fair play.
But he's still a prick, so...
He's pretty much a spastic most of the time, so... I could say that he's my nephew.
Yeah, he is pretty dumb.
Gotta love him.
I suppose at least he didn't piss on your trousers, right?
This is true, I'll take that.
My newest pissed on our dad's trousers this evening. So.
Legendary.
Good effort. Any more for any more? Kev, you must have.
Well, I'm not rating the new Monster.
Oh.
Watermelon Reserve. It's bang average. Don't click on that.
Okay. How did you get that?
Yeah, working at the Shropshire Star.
I've just got my contacts in the industry. Yeah, got my contacts in the industry. Chris Bolter. He works at the Peterborough Herald. He knows somebody who's
what a
been
guy.
Dishing out a few cans. So I said, have you got any Lassie? He's like, no. I'm like, right, okay. Can you get me any Monster? And he's gone, yep. But I wish I hadn't bothered.
Simple as that, isn't it?
Yeah. Good man. It's a good man.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm rating and slating. Oh, and Cheltenham. Sorry. And Cheltenham Week. I'm not really one for the horses most of the year, but Cheltenham Week and the Grand National are probably the only 5 days of betting I do a year on horses. It's just, you know, it's just good family fun until one falls and they have to get shot. Apart from that,
turned into glue. Are you talking the horses or family?
Everybody's in the firing line. If you go down,
they're all at risk.
are you going this year, Kev?
No, we've not been since 2019. We cancelled 2020. Well, actually, one of the guys took a fucking right hook and a half in 2019. He was absolutely pissed up and pissed on the guy's shoes. In the toilet, the guy's like, say sorry, and the guy just like proper like stone cold like stuck his finger up in the guy's face, but unlike stone cold, he fucking jobbed for the other guy. And he hit the guy, like, ask Diggler, he still talks about, like, he can't believe how that guy hit him so hard and fast, because the first punch knocked him like off his feet, and he'd hit him again before he hit the ground with the same hand. Like, it was amazing. Like, Dave still reminisces about how quick this guy's hands were. But that wasn't what put us off. It was the, well, first of all, like, 2020, literally COVID was starting to outbreak, and we made the call late to probably not go because it didn't seem the right thing to do. And then obviously you look at the lockdown spike charts from where, like, COVID spread the most, and that area around Cheltenham is just, like, bright red on that chart.
Yeah, where, I went there that year, and I definitely got COVID.
Yeah, it was mad. Like, looking at that, it was like, what was it, 80,000 there per day or something daft, and yeah, it was kind of like just a hotbed. So yeah, we didn't go that year, and then we've just obviously fell out the routine since. But we're probably going to go back next year.
Let's get
Ladies' Day on the Wednesday.
Dunno What minibus for the
podcast special.
Broadcast live from the best mate enclosure. I'll show you the best mate enclosure, mate, when we go as well.
Oh.
And you can just go and tell everyone it's a fucking stupid name for a horse. Just everyone behind the bar. Fucking stupid name for a horse. That is. Click on it.
Takes me. Oh, show us your plug hole.
The dulcet tones of Dan Vaughan bring in the plug hole. To be fair, he deserves that for calling that FIFA team RIP Biles.
Yeah,
he just logged on the one night, joined the pro clubs team. You're like, why the fuck is it called RIP Biles? There wasn't any like hidden meaning. It was just he called it RIP Biles.
Let's stick to Jamesy being the butt of the joke.
You joined it, fucking went mental. We just ditched the team after about one evening. It was mad. But yeah. There we go.
I'm plugging FIFA Pro Clubs.
Pro Clubs. It's that third can of Guinness.
Yeah, I borrowed Kev's tongue. From the top of the episode. Listen back if you want.
My tongue anytime, mate.
In and around.
Save it for a maggle.
I'm plugging gaming as well, mate. I'm plugging Apex Legends.
I fucking know.
It's
I thought I was the one off work at the minute.
It's like at the minute, it's like every morning I'll pop on, do my challenges before work, it's class. And before work I say before 10.
Yeah, I was about to call you out on it.
Yeah. But it's just like, it's like COD, but they actually care about their game. So like when things aren't working with their game, rather than think, right, well, here's another 5 or 6 downloadable packs we're going to bring out and charge you £20 a piece for, we'll just stop all that crap for one season and just fix all the problems. And to be fair to them, they've like fixed 80-90% of the problems that the game had, and they've made it infinitely more playable.
Remember and when there games are... didn't have problems?
Yeah, like,
or you just had to make do.
That's it. It's like you should just get your cartridge, put it in, play the game. That was it. Didn't have to have all these updates every 5 minutes because somebody had found like an exploit to like fucking see one of the characters topless and all that sort of nonsense they have these days. It was Pogba. But yeah, that's my plug.
Go on, Dan.
I don't think I've got anything to plug this week, to be honest.
Anything, Nick?
Nothing from me.
I've got 3, so I just want to remind our listeners that there's still time to become a majority owner in Diggler's Bargain Blowers.
the majority owner.
No, because it could be. Could go many ways. We are currently only £12 away from our target. So if you can please visit www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Dunna-say-that-what and make this dream a reality. I'd also like to plug Spoiler Alert with William Baskerville. However, I don't think it'll ever top the quality of the trailer from last week, so it's probably not worth bothering with.
Completely written by AI.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
It makes it sound like a proper, proper highbrow movie podcast that doesn't exist.
I will plug, actually, Murph, which was the AI tool that I used for writing and presenting last week's episode. I thought it was, other than the levels being absolute dog shit, the content it came up with was pretty good.
And I was impressed that it got Nick to come in and do his voiceover.
It was good that they contacted him to do the what voice he wanted. If you could have any voice, choose it and be it. Do you want to do it then?
What voice do they have in Indian Anal Invasion?
Des AI.
What's your last one then, Rob?
Well, it's over to you boys, really, on this one. You ever watching a film with your other half and you think, I recognise that actress, but I can't remember where from.
All the time.
Yeah, so visit iknowthatgirl.com.
Click on that.
Is this like that twat that was just posting people's nudes? Was that Netflix?
No. Netflix.
It is just celebs in the nip, yeah.
It's not.
Right.
It's a porn aggregator site, as they always are. Shit, I've given the game away.
And what is the porn score on aggregate?
7-1.
Okay, going to penalties.
I'm throwing away goals.
At least it's less on the nose than that one we saw earlier.
I can't remember what it was. Something like cum.
ilovecunt.com or something.
That was it. Yeah. Just pure filth.
There's no disguising that one to anyone.
Horror.
Neil or no Neil, boys. It's another bye week, so I'll run through it very, very quickly.
I feel like we've had a bye week sitting on a megal earlier.
Bye curious week. The knob decreed another week off. Play will resume week commencing 23rd. So watch this space. Click on it. Just to give a rundown, Nick's currently top of the table with no played and no points.
Week commencing the 23rd. The 23rd's a fucking Thursday.
Yeah, but just because you played by the fucking rules.
I'm on the Greg Orion calendar.
Greg Orion, it's called. That's where you get your belt. I'm second with no played and no points. Dan third with one played and one on the Scroobius Goals Committee. And Kev, one played and no points with a fail to speak. So keep an eye out. Keep updating and refreshing your tables. Check Teletext for updates. And we'll go from there.
What Teletext number is it?
69.
Very original. How droll.
Other shite boys, click on it.
Well, whilst you were doing that, I was trying to get onto the Shropshire Home and Ground Control page. Because I believe there's a new one been launched, Dan, is that correct?
I don't know how recently it's been launched for us to call it new, but it's presumably
it's new to us.
Newer than the one that you were looking at.
Still new to me, damn it.
New as in they've taken down all the PPE complaints.
No, that page is still active.
Yeah, but it's just been made redundant by the new one.
Yes.
Right, well, we'll try and get a fake login and leave them their first review.
What do you mean, try and get a fake login, you fucking...
Good work, brother.
Good work. I've had quite a busy week in the other short section this week, so apologies. But my first one's the man with the T-shirt that says, good poo, no wipe, one piss, no sex, small wank, big cum. Part life.
And that's the Burnley way.
All the people. So I'm going to get... I saw one of them.
What do you think's on the front of the shirt?
Pussy Patrol. That's a little spoiler. That's Nick's stag do T-shirts.
And is this the back of his mate that fucked Lisa Riley?
No, he's getting his own T-shirt.
Of all the things on there, the one that really stands out is one piss.
Oh, one piss. Is that just a droplet?
He's just a big... He's dyslexic and a big Dua Lipa fan.
That's all it takes. My next one is the South Sudan goalkeeper Goodwill Jusuk Simon Sabiao, maybe, who is born in 2004, making him 18 years old, but he's got the face of a 56-year-old man.
The face of a 56-year-old man. Yeah, he's seen things, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's like Africa.
Well, he's South Sudan, so yeah, he's definitely seen things.
Yeah.
If you grow up in a conflict region, that'll age you.
It's a tough...
threefold.
Tough paper round slash war.
People in South Sudan age in dog years.
So the next one I put in was, again, 2 a.m. mid-feed scrolling. I found a company called Trends Clothing, and just for Rob, there's a lovely pair of Coventry City FC sneakers in sky blue and white with the badge on the...
They look official.
Just under the ankle and on the toes. And the nicest detail in my mind is the Skybet Championship logo on the tongue.
Yeah, it's important.
So, gotta
represent.
If they weren't £65, I was going to buy you a pair out of the kitty.
I'm blown away that they're £65. They're absolute fucking shit.
Fucking hell. What I need to do next week, if I'm still on like low sleep, putting a load of content in here, is mix some of these up so I don't have to speak so much. The next one's a post from Josh Flack, who said, "Can we normalise guys complimenting other guys?" To which Danny Robinson's commented, "Hey, you're killing it, my guy." Waka Orenji has said, "Superb idea, fellow dude." And Carl Key said, "Nice dick, homie."
Not enough compliments to other people's phallic regions.
The next one's a fess hole. So the fess was, when I was 14, my mate borrowed his dad's camcorder and filmed me accidentally falling into a canal. £125 each, easy money. You've been framed, never showed it. To which is a reply, my dad's friend set his arm on fire while refilling his lighter. They then restaged it for You've Been Framed, got rejected, but managed to get it on Kirsty's Home Videos on Sky One. Dad's friend's now convicted nonce, so don't know if he tried anything else to be famous. Me again. M&S introducing Curly the puppy, man's best friend in chocolate form, to which Aldi on Twitter have said, can't wait to get sued for having a pet oil. Me again. It's a the Honey Bear. I can't think what brand it is, but it's big in the States and Canada, isn't it? Someone commented to say, it took 10,000 bees 25 years to make the honey you've just wasted. Someone else told them, takes 550 bees to make about a pound of honey in 2 to 3 weeks. Where'd you get those numbers from? To which the original commenter said, I made them up for dramatic effect. I don't think the next one was me.
No, the next one was me. I found it on Illiterate Britain. There's a guy here. He's looking for two Labradors to work on site next week, sweeping up, making teas, etc.
They won't be good at that.
Brilliant. There's a lot of like those old sort of dogs playing snooker paintings underneath on that. Another little fact for anybody as well. The human anus can stretch up to 7 inches before taking damage. A raccoon can squeeze into holes as tight as 4 inches, meaning you can take almost two full raccoons up your ass, and your mom can probably take three by now. next one is Waze. So out and about this week, they've added a new voice to Waze, so you can drive like a Brummie. I presume they mean as in they've put the Brummie voice on Waze, not that you don't fucking indicate as you're getting off the M6.
Or you permanently drive with your indicators on, as I always say, and drive around Birmingham. One of these junctions must be mine.
Next, we've got a Telford Sales topical, right on trend, at the right time post. Leanne McKenna there, she's selling her dermoplasma room. So it's a glass room with locked doors. It's yours for the very reasonable price of however much it was, which it doesn't say on here. And I've tagged Joe Goldberg in that. It's one for you Netflix fans of the CV series U there.
Very good. I appreciated it. I think I may have even liked your tag of Joe Goldberg at the time.
Thank you kindly.
My next one was not really anything funny, just a reminiscing about the fucking the big brown fag machines in the in pubs.
Cigarette.
Yeah,
never been able to buy them in pubs.
Yeah, just for any American certain listeners. Obviously, if we talk about smoking a fag, we're not going to go out with guns on the streets of LA.
How many were in a pack in these? Because it's £4.
Well, it depends, because there was a Crips and then there was a Bloods, wasn't there? So.
It's £4 for some cigarettes. I don't think you could buy one cigarette for £4 now. Mad.
Yeah, no idea. Wasn't a smoker, but that does bring back nostalgia.
Who was next? Some hats.
Oh, yep, so we've got an Amazon listing here. Somebody, again, struggling with the spelling of the word grey. And they've put... There's two options. There's dark Gary and light Gary. Somebody's pointed out Glitter Lineker.
The person who's pointed out is at Windwine.
Keep it.
Yeah, go on, because it was a good tweet. So keep it for a week and then change it. Next one is a guy called Jim Cramer. He presents a show in America called Mad Money. It's effectively like just like a mad sort of hyperbolic. Sort of, how would you describe it? It's kind of like one of these things where it's all sort of wacky zany, but it's actually about very serious fiscal policy and things like that. So two things that don't really trend across each other. A little bit like Top of the Pops and paedophiles in this country, to a certain extent.
Never the twain shall meet.
Yeah, keep him separate. And Jim Cramer, basically, every week he sort of comes out with different things that you should buy or you can sell. So this week, famously, he's told everyone to sell their Bitcoin. It's pumped about 30%. A couple of weeks ago, he told people to buy Silvergate Bank. That's now gone bust. He also was telling people to buy Lehman Brothers stock in 2007, just before that went. There's now an ETF that you can invest in called Inverse Cramer. So every time he makes a call, it buys or sells the opposite stock. And that's up about 300% since the start of the year. So he's actually become just a meme now. But it's quite fun following him on his tirade against everything that people are telling him to go against. So it is effectively like an agenda-driven thing by the government that, you know, they're in his pocket, they're in his ear, and telling him basically what to FUD and what to push. So, always a good thing to invertly trade. Good old Jim. Next one. Again, sort of on topics of inflation. Ed Miliband has come out this week and said that the British should introduce something called the British Inflation Reduction Act to cut delivery, bills, deliver energy security, create good jobs. And Chris Cook at Christopher Cook. I'll let you off with that because I presume someone had Christopher Cook. We need a British IRA is a bold messaging. Is bold messaging, sorry, which is true. So, Ed Miliband pushing for the British IRA.
So it was a nice touch, again, topical, because our AI episode ended with a reference to the IRA. Honestly, I didn't write that.
So this seems on brand for these boys. I'm up now. So it's a picture of Taylor Swift in a jazzy pantsuit. And then at Emma Manzini has tweeted saying, "Totally loving Taylor Swift's suit, which is designed to break up her shape against the background, thereby making it difficult for German U-boats to calculate her range, speed, and direction." Me again. So this is the usually Drake with the something he doesn't like and something he does like. And this is Andrew, and it's Sonic the Hedgehog. And so for Tate, he's dismissing it. And for WK, he's loving it.
Very good.
Me again. I was playing Wordle the other morning, and I thought, I'm going to chance my hand at Neil. But P-N-E-E-L is not in the word list.
Good.
Is that an asterisk or anything for the... No, I don't think the novel rule on that.
Yeah. We might run it past them, see if they can get in contact with the New York Times, get an addendum in there. This is me again. So it's a couple that are in a struck with one another on the sofa. And she's saying, grow up, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. And he's saying, I don't need this. There are local singles in my area dying to meet me.
Amazing.
So as always for Cheltenham Week, it's nice to see AP McCoy and Claire Balding back together. Who this year have come cosplaying as Rob Brydon and a young, fat James Corden.
Fatter.
Or just young James Corden. This is me. Britain for All today have posted R.I.P. Irony, as Irony is laid to rest as Nigel Farage accuses Gary Lineker of spreading hate.
Wow.
Me again. This is just a picture of that Nick had shared in our group as he's trying to get online, telling us that producer mode does not allow recording.
Fiendish plan.
And a bit of a late... Is that
late edition.
Late edition, just added as I've completed it myself. a review for Shropshire Ground Control. Obviously, you know, we've been discussing tonight that he's moved pages. He's now got an up-to-date page. It was only fair I set him off on a positive path after all the negative publicity we've been giving him over the last two series, really. So I've just put Neil of three varied spellings. It's also a way for me to kind of try and cheat and get the right spelling off him. I'm hoping he'll correct me with a comment. Came out to sort some overgrown bush near my stump, and he was incredibly professional, wearing the relevant PPE for the job. Brackets, goggles. So I've left that review for him. So I'll keep you posted if I get any replies from Neil on that.
Very good.
Fabulous work.
So,
another one in the bag.
Yeah, I really need to get to bed. I'm operating about 6 hours sleep in the last week.
I'm off to Sheffield tomorrow. That should be fun.
Oh, Steel City.
Oh, I will. I'll try and steal what I can. You know me.
Nick, are you going anywhere?
Not tomorrow.
No more trips.
See you next week.
Sorry.
No more trips.
On that bombshell. Hang on. Keep it as a cliffhanger.
No more trips to Hemel Hempstead Heath.
No.
Did you go to the Laser Quest or the Chiquitos by the Laser Quest?
I didn't, unfortunately. No.
What were you doing there on business then?
Visiting customers, wasn't it?
There was too much of a pause there. Was it masonry shit?
No, it wasn't.
Practicing our handshakes.
We saw some guys are practicing their handshakes on a model.
On the heat.
Right, on the Hemel.
Right, then. Right, you cunts. We'll see.
Another one.
You'll hear us
ones.
Next week. Please go on the crowdfund.
Good.
Give us 12 quid.
Didn't I say that? What?
Yeah, I can't be arsed just sitting through that. What we got, Kev?
A little bit of graffiti that turned up this week.
Your dad goes on the drives. I can't make it out.
Your dad. Oh, what's
your dad goes on drives on GTA to clear his head.
Yeah.
That'd be me clearing my head. Although I've learnt a better way to clear my head tonight.
From Omega.
empty my head at the very least.
Bye. Ta-ra a bit.
Bye.